Shannon Gibbons, welcome to Kuala Lumpur, welcome to Malaysia. Your first visit, why are you here?
Yes, thank you, Chris.
Actually, all the way from Switzerland, although you have a very English accent.
I have quite a mixed accent because, first of all, I'm Australian. But yes, all the way from Switzerland, and I was invited here on a group tour. Courtesy of Tourism Malaysia. And it's been a very packed program to try and see and do as much as possible.
Do you feel comfortable here? Have you been relaxed whilst you're doing a lot of things on a bicycle this morning, I understand?
Yes.
Shopping, no doubt?
Very relaxing, actually. Well, relaxing to the point of I feel relaxed here. I feel safe. I don't feel threatened to walk down the road. It's a short walk from the hotel to the major shopping pavilion.
Yes, yes.
Which is extraordinary. A shopping heaven, I guess, for a lot of people.
You had lots of different foods, for example?
Yes, food is something that's a real focus here. And the Malaysians love to cook.
Yes.
And they love for you to try everything.
What about the golf courses? You've been to half a dozen golf courses?
Different. Yes, yes. The golf is very different to the courses in Switzerland.
Surprisingly enough,
yes.
You're up in the mountains.
So. Yes, exactly.
But I tell you one thing, we can play all the year round here.
Well, that's something. And that's why we need to send people here. Because, well, for 4 months, 5 months of the year, the courses are closed in
right.
Switzerland. The courses here seem to be magnificent. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to play, but the different types of courses in the based, one of them in particular, Templar Park.
Yes.
Seems to be in the jungle. You're definitely close to nature.
Absolutely.
It's an extraordinary environment to be in, very calm and tranquil as well.
What were your expectations in terms of coming to it first time to this part of the world? Not too hot for you?
It is
humid.
Hot. I think it's very humid. That's
right.
Something I've been a bit knocked about by the humidity, I think,
right.
Because it's certainly not something we're used to in Switzerland. But yes, it's hot, but you expect it to be hot. It's tropical. You expect to see palm trees. You expect to see the sunshine, which is why you
and
come
you've
here.
You've seen some pretty fierce storms as well, I think.
Absolutely. We did have a cracking storm the other
night.
But
it rains quickly and life starts again the following morning.
Absolutely. It seems to be that an hour of rain, heavy, heavy rain, and it freshens the air and you get back to doing your things again.
The variety of golf courses is one of the things that we talk about, and you'll be going to Langkawi, you'll be going to East Malaysia.
Yes.
It's not just Kuala Lumpur, there's a lot more to Malaysia than the Klang Valley, as it's called. But you found within the Klang Valley different golf courses with different atmospheres and different
yes,
standards, perhaps?
Very much so. From KLGCC, which is a championship course, very well manicured, a beautiful country club that has all the facilities you could possibly imagine, to Tropicana, which being a city course, has housing all around it, is more of a noisy environment.
Right.
A 27-hole course.
Do you find, are the Swiss adventurous? I mean, you come from Switzerland, obviously we are hoping that you'll be suggesting that people should come back. Are the Swiss adventurous in this way? Do they like to travel? And,
yes.
And what you've seen is the sort of thing they're looking for?
Definitely. The Swiss love to travel. In particular, at the end of the year, November through to February, for those dedicated golfers, they like to experience new courses.
How much time? You know, Shannon, one of the things that we always talk about is preparation. And long haul, I think Switzerland would be long haul. they need to come for at least 10 days, 2 weeks maybe, because of the traveling time. And how much time to prepare? A year ahead, 6 months ahead, next weekend?
Oh, I think about 6 months ahead.
Right.
That's time enough. It is a long journey. It's 12 hours flight. You do need to adjust once you arrive. So you certainly wouldn't be playing golf every day, and certainly not in the heat. But a place like Malaysia, you would come for 10 to 15 days. There are so many other things to see that we're not aware of.
Well, you were at the bird park today. You were telling me about a peacock
exactly,
performing which you've never seen before.
Yes, trying to woo the female. It was extraordinary.
And you've seen those in Kew Gardens and never the same.
Never the same, no. No, I lived in London 10 years and didn't see that once.
Shannon, thank you so much for your time, and I do hope you enjoy the rest of your trip and look forward to seeing you on the golf course with clubs in your hand next time you're here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Chris.